It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Hey, Bargy?
Yeah?
I have a question.
Love questions.
Okay, we're already starting this off very annoying.
Why? Because both Bino and I are talking?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I know you don't have guns, but I was looking out the window and there's those two, like, what?
They're vanity.
They're vanity guns?
Whenever you do well in a movie, in a hollow, if you go top of the box office, they give you a vanity gun.
Emissary Dexeter, you are familiar when a famous actor will appear in a holo just to boost the ticket sales?
Sure.
That's what's called a hired gun.
Oh.
That's where the term comes from.
Ah, okay, great. Dari.
Dari, really grinding the floor of the ship.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm experiencing just incredible itchiness and burning all at the same time.
Oh, yeah, wow, this looks very uncomfortable for you, Dar.
Dar, I actually have a limited amount of first aid training. If you want to flip over, I could try and diagnose you.
Oh, boy, I gotta get out of here.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's a lot of pustules.
Bino loves pus.
No, Bino, get out of here. Go. No, Bino.
Dar, this looks like, you know, fairly common STI.
You know, it's just one of those things. I hooked up while we were at the casino. And I may have caught something.
Oh, no.
AC-53? Yes, Emissary Dexter.
Something's going on with Dar. Like, first they jut that corpse, then they get an STI from a casino. Like, that's weird, right?
That's certainly out of character.
Do you think maybe Dar, like, misses Nermit and sort of, you know, flapping it up?
Those aren't the words I would use, but yes, that seems like...
Okay, why don't we then just call Nermit and we'll get approval to go to a clinic and clear this whole thing up?
That's a good idea.
This is sort of an unusual situation. Should I send an outgoing transmission to Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundle?
Sure, let's give it a shot.
Feels wrong somehow, but there we go.
Okay, so, good to see you. Sorry it took me long to answer the door. I'm busy.
Hey, Nermit. Hey, what are you...
Oh, hey.
Are you rearranging your office?
My parents are going to visit. Yeah, they're going to come see my new digs.
Hey.
So I was just straightening and everything, so, yeah.
Where do your parents lie politically? Are they embarrassed you left the Federated Alliance, or...?
We just, like, try not to bring up politics.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Are you worried that they're going to rat you out to the Alliance and the Alliance is going to come murder you?
I wasn't. Oh, boy.
I mean, it sounds like from what I've heard from your parents, they're kind of like, I don't know, I would say loyalists would be the word that I would use.
Yeah, they're pretty well-to-do, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, for lurds.
The species you are is called lurd?
Yeah, we're lurds.
What is that? Okay.
Bino love that name.
Does it stand for something?
Bino stands for Venus.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, chatty caddies, get me to a clinic.
Okay, all right. Listen, Nermit, we gotta find a doctor or medic or something.
We need to requisition some medical expenses immediately.
What?
Fine, full disclosure, I hooked up with a roaring named Chad. Chad obviously lied.
I can't believe I have to put in this request. Want you to feel better.
No, what's happening? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Is anybody on the scene?
Oh, hello? Hold on. Hello? Hello?
Hello, it's Sisu Gundu. Is Is this one of our ships?
Yeah, we're sort of in the middle of something now.
Okay, that's not important,
okay,
whatever
sure,
that is.
Yeah,
this
right.
is very important. A very famous member of the Rebellion has gone missing.
Whoa, really?
My ex.
Your ex?
Do you mean Commander Rolfus Tittle?
As everybody knows, we had a falling out, and we're separated, we're not divorced. Okay, we're separated.
Yeah, I mean, it's none of our business.
Are you saying Rolfus Tittle is missing?
He's missing. He hasn't liked any of my holo media, and it's been a while, and I just want to make sure he's okay.
Sisu, I don't... Yeah, I was going to say...
No, because I'm just putting it... If you can find him...
Commander Gunmu, did you call this channel because we're one of the best rebel emissaries?
No, I just randomly put in numbers and just hoped. But... If you could find him.
Seems inefficient.
If you could find him.
But, like, what's the time frame on this? How soon do we have to find him?
You know, soon.
Okay.
It's just our son is having a recital.
Oh, Centurion Tittle, right.
And it's not like I care if he's not there, but.
Sure, yeah.
Sounds sort of like you need care.
No! What? I mean, find him.
Commander Gundu, we
and if he
find
asks. How I am doing. I am doing well. Anyway, okay, thank you, bye-bye.
All right, pleasure to meet you. Okay.
Commander Gundu, thank you for the... Wow, okay, let's start checking planets.
What?
No, I don't think it really works that way, Nerman. I think we need some leads, right?
I know where he is.
What?
You know where he is, Bargy?
Zoe could be one place. He's in the dumps.
Well, we know he's in the dumps.
Sure, I'm sure he's disappointed, but...
In the place called the dumps. Dar knows about this.
Oh, I've sent many a being to the dumps.
When you are dumped, you're taken to the dumps.
That's how you know you've been dumped.
So, wait, the dumps is a place? A physical place?
Yeah.
Emissary Dexter, you've never heard of the dumps? It's an asteroid where broken-hearted people are abducted and deposited in a society of their own.
No, I mean, I
You haven't had a relationship.
Sure, they weren't really... No, yeah. I mean, that's probably mostly what it is, yeah.
Sure.
Well, okay. I mean, do you think that's where he is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's an area of broken-hearted people who just don't have their stuff together.
Oh.
Yeah, Emissary Dexter, if you've never been to the dumps, I advise extreme caution. The people there are...
Working through it.
Yeah, just really going through a tough time, and it's very sad.
Oh, boy.
But guys, this is amazing. We can rescue Commander Rolfus Tittle for the Rebellion. What could be a more exciting mission?
Okay, let's lay in a chorus.
What? No. The things for Dar.
Dar, can you and Bargy go and do that sort of as like an errand? I just don't feel like we need to be there for that.
Okay.
Did I say something wrong?
Yeah, a little
can
bit.
Can you gals just go to the doctor
wow,
and take
I
care of your bits together?
Okay.
I just feel like a trip to a doctor for an STI is... Yeah. I mean,
gender-neutral being and you ship that sometimes identifies as female, just leave
That's
and
not,
don't be on
I
your
didn't
own.
Say anything.
Think Plek is
wow,
problematic.
You know what? If I could,
not.
If we were in a relationship, I'd send you to the dumps.
Okay, fine.
Right now.
Wait, listen, what, Nervit?
I don't know a lot about the dumps, but I imagine it's probably a place with a good clinic. A lot of people get dumped when your partner finds out that...
What?
I believe Missions Operations Manager Nervit Bundle makes an excellent point. I imagine there is excellent STI care in the dumps.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
It's just that I've never been dumped, so I have no idea what the dumps are like.
Sure.
Sure, you're not being taken there, though. We're choosing to go there.
Right. Two Garfons with one stride.
Sure.
Hey there, guys. It's Counselor Balwheat of the Council of Seven. Hi. I just stepped out of a meeting with my six best friends to share a fun announcement with all of you highly valued partners. Support for the Harmonious Federated Alliance comes from Nutrafol. It's not just genetics that have it out for your hair. Stress, diet, and environmental toxins all can compromise hair health. So maybe you're interested in something that's 100% drug-free with ingredients clinically shown to improve thinning hair? Nutrafol scientists and researchers worked for years to come up with a formula that improves hair from within. The botanical ingredients are shown to improve hair without compromising sexual health or any other kind of health. Nutrafol is manufactured in an FDA-certified facility and is made of clinically tested medical-grade botanical ingredients. And it's available in two distinct formulas for men and women to suit your metabolic needs. To get your first month's supply with subscription for $10, visit Nutrafol.com, NutrafoL.com, and use the code MTZ during checkout. Well, I don't really know what that stands for, but that's fun. That's Nutrafol, NutrafoL.com, and code MTZ. Okay, great. Like, all hail the Federated Alliance. Well, I am headed back into my nice meeting.
And we turn the babies into killers.
Yes.
Counselor Bowie. Welcome back. We're just discussing your stunning vacation photos.
Vacations.
Oh, awesome. Let me show you some.
Yes, nice. we're all good friends.
Yay.
Guys, is there anything I should know before we go to the dumps, like, before we get off the ship? Because I'm a little bit nervous about what I've heard.
Well, just know that the people you encounter here, Emissary Dexter, are very emotionally fragile. So, I guess try not to do that thing you normally do and immediately poke at a person's most vulnerable area.
Do I do that?
I mean, I feel like you do it a lot.
All right, yeah, no, well, I will definitely keep it in mind. Bargy, lower the old hatch.
All right, good luck.
What is this music?
Yeah, this music is just sort of playing all the time here in the depths.
Oh, that's very... Oh, man. Yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah, it's that...
I think when you're in a certain emotional state, this kind of music can be helpful.
Huh. Oh boy.
It's like, I thought we were soulmates, you know what I mean? Like, I thought, like, we had so much in common.
Okay, I'm so definitely do not engage right now.
Okay, you crying thing?
I'm not crying, and I am going through a lot right now. Okay?
Sure, you sure are. Now tell me, where did you go to get your STI cleared?
How did you know? Did he tell you? Did he give it to other people too?
No, come back! Come back! Okay, wait, this one. You, tell me where do
I
go?
Hi, welcome to the dumps.
Oh,
thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
You actually seem okay.
Well, the thing about me is I don't really belong here, but I am the governor, so welcome.
Oh, yeah, what?
Would you like a tour?
The dumps has a governor.
Yeah, they made me. But, you know, I'll be out of here any day now, so I'm just gonna fulfill my duties and be on my way. So, just come this way, I can give you a tour of the place.
Oh, man.
You guys don't seem...
No, actually, we're sort of here on kind of like I would say like a diplomatic mission. I'm Emissary Plek Dex Setter. This is C-53, and this is Dart.
Do you have a bathroom?
Oh, okay. A bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, this place is full of them. Those three are occupied, but the one on the end there, that should be empty.
Oh, okay, great. No, there is someone crying inside of
boy.
It.
Oh, sorry. He had his feet tucked up, so you couldn't tell.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think I got your name. Should I just call you Governor?
Oh, Joy is fine. Please don't remind me I'm the governor of this place. I'll be out of here soon.
Joy, that's a great name. Well, you know,
thank you.
I gotta say, everything I heard about the dumps, I expected this to be a real downer, but you just seem like a real upbeat young lady.
Yeah, just like your name.
Well, yeah, you know, tell that to the next guy. I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, sure. Wait, what does that mean? How do you get off of the dumps?
Oh, you know, the panel just decides that you're ready, and I've been before them so many times, and I can't seem to catch a break.
Well, hey, I mean, yeah, if you need anybody to vouch for you, just let us know, because you seem like a very helpful, cool person.
Governor Joy, I must ask, how many times have you been before this panel?
Oof, okay, well, I try to schedule a meeting every day, so I would say that's 432 times.
Oh, that's
a long time. And now, have you left and then come back? I'm confused.
Yes, I've been gone, and I've been back almost immediately, and I don't know what glitch in the system is causing me to come back, because I just shouldn't be here.
Huh. Well, that seems,
Did you have a relationship that ended?
I had a relationship. It didn't end.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, well, you guys ask a lot of questions. Come, what can I help
you
with?
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's literally impossible to find a place to relieve myself. Every time I turn over a bush, there's someone crying in there. I try.
His name was Joanne.
I'm sure it was. Can you just move to the side so I can... Joy, if we could just keep this tour moving, maybe then I'll be able to find a place.
Oh, sure.
Okay, sure.
But the locals are real friendly.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Just look at me. Do I remind you of my dad? Do I remind you of my dad?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Exactly, I do not. Somebody's wrong.
Governor Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Are there adequate mental health resources for the people here in the dumps? It seems.
No.
It's a shame.
No. We kind of don't believe in that kind of thing. So.
You don't believe in that sort of
thing?
Well,
you know, yeah. I mean, you know, I've obviously never been dumped, but it just sort of seems to me like, you know, you really just got to buck up, roll with the punches, and get on with your life.
I just don't think that seems like very good practical advice for anyone suffering from heartbreak.
No, well.
Now, Joy, out of curiosity,
yes,
is there a place where a creature such as myself could have a droid with medical knowledge look at my, bits?
Oh, yes, I do see.
It's burning and itchy, and at times it's almost like a constipation, but from the front.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, yes, we have a full facility for that. It's just going to be on the other side of the asteroid, though.
I see. And given the amount of foot traffic here, that could take you how long to walk?
Yeah, traffic's real bad here. Probably 3 to 4 days.
That seems like too long.
Okay, this will just be like a whole mind over matter situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you get this place. Great.
Okay, wow. What is that noise?
That's my favorite noise of the day. It's time for the panel.
With the panel? Do you mind if we join you? Maybe we can vouch for you
sure.
And tell the panel how cool and normal you are.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes. I've only ever done this thing alone, so it'll be nice to have friends.
Great.
So, all right. Looks like we're here to see Joy again.
The panel calls before itself the governor, Joy.
Joy.
Hi,
yes.
I'm ready to resign my position.
Okay, Joy, let's go through the three questions we go through.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Number one, how are you feeling today?
Oh, real good.
Number two, how are you actually feeling today?
Oh, I can't feel anything, actually, so I would say that's pretty fantastic.
Number three, for real, Joy, seriously, how are you feeling?
Okay, I'm a mess. I can't stop.
Oh, I see. No.
See you tomorrow.
No, guys, just give me one more. I had it at two questions. Just leave it at the two questions.
Joy, would you like us to ask the questions again?
Yeah.
You got this, Joy. I think you can do it.
Why don't we do it backwards this time?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, backwards sounds great.
For real, Joy, how are you, like, seriously?
I can't do it. I can't. I can't wake up in the morning. I hate looking at myself.
Stop stamping it. No.
I wake up and I can only think about one thing. And how did I do?
Not great, Joy.
Same time tomorrow.
Okay. Oh,
boy. You know, Joy, you know what I said earlier about just kind of muscling through?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to work. I think you need to, like, talk it out with somebody. Maybe you can find somebody else in the dumps who's, like, going through the same thing you're going through.
I mean,
That would require me to be going through something, so...
Oh boy, wow, we are back at square one, aren't we?
You guys going to the dumps bar?
Oh, there's a bar here?
It's happy hour at the bar.
Cool. Yeah, did you just come from there, or are you going...
Yeah. In and out, baby.
That's actually the happiest place here. We should go.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, let's go, I guess. Hey, Joy, I have a question.
Yes.
So, obviously, everybody here has just been dumped. How many people hook up here at the dumps?
Oh, I would say about 80% of the population.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. And yeah. I imagine it doesn't work out.
It's never good. It's never good.
Oh, no. Wow, the stare you just gave me was... Yikes.
All right, well, we can just move on then. Let's go to the bar.
All right, sure. Hey, Dar, are you okay?
I'm just trying not to scream.
Dar, I have a question. You know, like, when you get heat or whatever?
My monthly.
Yeah, what? That burns everything off, so maybe you just wait for that, and then you're good to go.
My monthly's actually a little late this month. So,
oh my God. Dar. Wow. Does that...
Why are you freaking out?
Does that mean you might be pregnant?
Shut your wet mouth.
What? Ow! Wow.
I'm not pregnant. That's not how this works.
I thought that's what you meant. Like, if it was late, that might mean that
no,
you were...
No, it just means I'm gonna burn a lot hotter this month.
Oh. Okay. All right. But then what are you worried about?
It's gonna come in real hot.
Okay. Oh, man. Gee, that got me thinking. I was like, Nermit? Was it Chad? Was it Alan? Wow, this bar is large. I guess it makes sense. You want a large bar here in the dumps. Nope, same song. What does that mean?
The only music that they listen to on this asteroid is the same one artist?
No, there's actually a number of artists. There's a lot of sad women who play piano.
Sure.
Okay, so there's a good example of that.
I saw my life with
wow.
But he is now a clown.
He's a clown?
I think she said cloud, but I don't know.
It's really open for interpretation.
Well, Governor Joy, you've been so helpful. Can we buy you a drink?
Oh, sure.
All right, what can I get you?
Oh, boy. Wow.
What's up?
This is crazy. See if you think this is the same bartender.
Welcome to... Oh, you've been here before?
No, I'm not sure it is the same bartender.
Hey, listen, sorry, do you work at the Milch Hotel Bar, rooftop bar?
Yeah, I'm in two different places right now, in the same time.
No, I mean, have you ever worked there?
No, I don't work at the Milch Hotel Bar. That's Eznuck.
Oh, Eznuck.
Eznuck works the Milch Hotel. My name is Tezrin.
Tezrin?
Tezrin.
Man.
Sorry, you know what, sorry? I gotta be honest, I just went through a breakup.
That makes sense.
I'm sorry.
Before the breakup, which bar were you working at?
It's weird, I was working here, but in a relationship, and then I just got stuck here.
Oof, wow, yikes. That's a shame. They hired an off-world...
Generally speaking, you can't trust these dump people to work the bar, because they just... drink it all down.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense. But now you work here.
Are you drinking a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any power?
Only low power. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's okay. I'll take low power.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Pinky.
I'll take an orange beer.
Okay.
Joy, what are we getting you?
Oh, just a shot of anything.
Anything brand Bushka for the governor.
Thank you.
And here's your orange beer.
Thank you.
And,
rubbing alcohol.
Oh, wow. On the double.
Excuse me, let me grab that orange beer from you.
No, I was at, I was actually... Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll get you another orange beer.
What?
That was our last orange beer.
How is it...
Sorry about that, friend.
I ate that whole glass.
Yeah.
I just chewed right through it.
Jeez.
Joy.
Oh, hey, I didn't know you'd be here.
Hey,
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Whoa.
Oh, what?
Yeah, but
Joey is fine.
Are we not saying affectionate terms? What's going on?
Hey, C-53, Dar, can I talk to you guys for a second? That's Rufus Tittle, right?
It's Rufus Tittle.
Okay,
I'm just
making sure.
But he's not broken up about Sisu.
No, he's
hung up on Joy.
Listen, Joy, I'm not hung up on Sisu anymore. Joy.
Oh, okay.
I don't care, Rolfus. You can do whatever you want. We're just having fun. That's it.
Okay.
Hey, Rolfus, what's going on with you, man?
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, oh hey, listen.
Easy. That's a good idea, right?
Rolfus.
Huh.
My bro.
Okay.
Let's just, have another drink.
Yeah, why don't you and Dara go grab a drink?
Okay.
Hey, Joy, are you dating Rolfus Tittle?
Dating's a strong word. I mean, it's like we're hanging out,
I thought you said that was a really bad idea here.
Sure, but it's not that bad if you don't care.
Yeah, I guess.
The thing is, I'm fine because I never got broken up with. I'm still in a steady relationship on my home planet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what's your partner's name?
Greg.
Okay. Tell us about Greg a little bit.
You know, we haven't caught up in a little bit, but we're just trying to give each other a little space.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Like a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, and, you know, long emotional distance and...
Sure.
Trying to respect each other's boundaries.
Can I ask, Joy, what did he say to you the last time you talked?
Okay. You know, I replay it in my head all the time.
Sure.
He said, I no longer have feelings for you.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt about you the way you did about me.
Wow.
I don't think we should see each other anymore.
Okay.
I actually am married.
What?
I have two kids.
Huh.
And this has been a huge mistake.
Right, wow.
And you're still in a relationship with Greg.
He never said we're breaking up, so...
Okay, right, great, yeah, well, okay.
He never said we're breaking up, he never said I'm dumping you.
Oh, boy, wow.
Yeah, I'm good.
You were way drunker than you were.
Well, they got orange beer back.
And he started drinking the rubbing alcohol I ordered.
I drank the pus alcohol.
You should not do that.
What is that?
What? Joy, I need to talk to you.
Okay, what is it, Rolfus? Do you wanna go fool around again? You got friends here. I think that'd be inappropriate.
No, I think we need to take some distance from each other.
Huh.
I think we need to have some emotional distance as well.
Okay,
Joy,
all right.
I no longer have feelings for you.
Oh, boy.
I never felt for you what you felt for me.
Oh, boy, wow.
I was married.
Separate, boy, jeez.
Did somebody tell you to...
Did
you overhear what we were talking...
What? No, this is breaking up with somebody, Joy.
What? No, you're just saying everything that Greg said to me because you think you're funny
Joy,
or something.
You're not in a relationship with Greg, and you're no longer in a relationship with me.
Oh, boy.
You're free. You're frat.
What are you
saying?
What are you saying?
I am dumping you, Joy. And honestly, Greg dumped you too.
You look at...
Last call on happy hour.
Okay, I don't think we need anything else.
Then stick around for a super sad poetry reading night.
Have I been dumped? Is that what happened?
Joy, I realize this is an emotionally tender moment for you, but yes, you've been dumped. Not once, but apparently twice.
Yeah, that was...
Rolfus, I don't fucking care about...
Well then... Just the ones.
But really, Greg?
Yeah, but Greg, I'm so sorry, Troy.
Do I belong here?
Joy, if you want to hook up or something right now...
No,
what?
Rolfus! What the... Chuck is wrong with you?
Go away by the door, Rolfus.
Rolfus, I think I just need to work through some feelings right now. I don't think that would be a good idea.
don't want me to just jiggle your blobs a little bit?
What are you... From what?
You know, any other day I would have said, oh boy, sure. But not today, Rolfus. Not today.
Now coming up on stage with some spoken word is Joy. Joy, let it out.
Signed myself up while you guys were talking.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Joy, let it out, sister.
I felt fine. In fact, I felt nothing at all. But today, I realized that I feel bad.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I feel really bad. I feel really bad right now, and I probably will for a while. And, you know, I've never performed in front of people before, so I really appreciate you all being here.
You're natural.
Your emotional honesty is compelling.
I'm gonna dump you.
Thank you for listening. My name is Joy.
Joy?
Joy?
Yes?
It's us.
Yes.
The panel.
Oh.
We're here at happy hour getting blasted out of our minds.
Yep. Drunk as a bunk.
Yes.
That's not what that meant.
I didn't recognize you guys without...
We're wearing funny hats.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're the spinner.
Yeah, you look very different
my
with
hat
the funny
has
hats.
A spinner.
Listen, we know our panel's not until tomorrow.
Right.
But we couldn't help but notice you're working through something right now.
Even though what you did up there wasn't... Really, poetry.
It was really good, right?
It was good. It was good, but
poetry, right? Took a lot of bravery.
It had like meter and like.
Did it?
You
okay.
Know,
what you did was incredible, Joy.
Your heart was on the floor.
You really wallowed in it, and we love that.
You know, whenever we go to happy hour, we always bring our paperwork.
Yes.
That's right.
Do.
And even my stamp. So, Joy.
Oh. Wow.
Congratulations.
You've been dumped, and you know.
Oh.
Joy! You just got approved!
No, she's just gone through the first step.
Am I going?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought...
Oh, how many steps are there?
Four
steps.
Yeah.
D-U-M-P.
Sure.
Denial. Umbrage.
Yep.
Medication.
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 And peace.
And peace.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I've never made it to Umbrage before. Thank you.
Oof. All right. Well, Joy, hey, listen, I know this has been a pretty painful day for you, but it seems like you're making a lot of progress. And I think you're going to step down as governor here before you know it.
I mean, it's going to be a long time.
Sure.
Okay. You know, the days are long here.
What?
On this asteroid, the days are long.
The days are long, but the nights are longer.
Okay. What? I'm sorry. Are the members of the panel also dumped?
Good question.
Okay, good question.
Why are you looking at each other like that?
We're all really dating each other.
All right. We gotta go.
Rolfus?
I'm fine to drive.
No, I'm
Let
just
Let me drive
carry
the spaceship.
You.
I'm good. I'm good for it.
No, come on.
I'm good
on,
for
buddy.
Get down on the ground.
What is it?
What?
Huh?
What did you say?
Did you say get down on the ground?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Weird.
You have received an audio transmission from Rebellion Headquarters. Playback will follow decryption.
What's up, my rebels? It's Sammo here with a super cool message.
Yeah, Sammo, tell him the message.
Yeah, wait, I'm doing it right now.
Sorry, I am so sad.
Yeah, we spent all our Rogue Nord 10 winnings on a big old bag of dust, baby.
Hey, you kiddies, that bag is a 10.
Anyway, listen up. Support for our rebellion against the lame-o Federated Alliance...
So lame.
...comes from Squarespace.
Yeah, we, like, totally built the Rebellion website using Squarespace. Well, like, we did it because we're either on super important missions or totally does that.
Or both.
Or both. But Squarespace is how the Rebellion built our awesome site, the Rebellion.space. We're all, man. You can find a brand new, crazy, encrypted communique that we, like, cannot figure out.
We were like, we'll just do more dust
yeah.
and we can figure it out. But no.
No. Sammo, we're supposed to deliver a message.
Quick, we're delivering the message now.
But it's encrypted.
No, the encrypted message is on the rebellion.space, the awesome exclusive site full of crazy rebel intel built with Squarespace.
Yeah, it's got your Anakin's Reb top poster and Hark Tardigas and ViceCon.
And a link to this crazy offer, a free Squarespace trial.
Free?
And a special discount.
What?
When you buy a site or domain at squarespace.com/Zix using the offer code ZYXX.
That's crazy.
That's a dustpan, Mother Jackass. The rebellion.space.
And send. Because it's a message.
Yeah, just send it.
Did we?
We did.
Oh.
Yeah.
End of message.
Hey, Nermit, we are all set.
Yeah?
Rolfus is sleeping it off in my room.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
He was not super happy about leaving. He said a lot about...
What's he like? He seems like he's amazing.
Well,
I think he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine.
Wow. That's amazing. One of the Rebel Commanders is in the ship. The other Rebel Commander's going to be so happy.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Oh, man.
Yeah, Nermit, your parents might be impressed that we're one of the leaders of the rebellion.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let them know when I talk to them.
They're not coming?
Well, it turns out they got their dates mixed up, so my dad had, like, a Zyball match.
Your dad still plays Zyball? He's pretty old for your
species. No, he just was watching a match on Hollow.
That's much lower stakes.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's fine. I'm sure they'll come sometime.
Yeah, I'm sure they're proud.
Yeah.
Can we tell Sisu?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Commander Gundu. Emissary Deck Setter here, just letting you know.
I'm in the middle of my spin class. You know, I'm just getting my body hard, really focusing on myself.
Wow.
When you're alone, you have so much time to be self-care. My face is glistening because of my pores are gone. I have zero pores right now. How many pores do you see?
You should have some pores, though.
Yeah. I have zero pores.
Okay, all right.
Did you find him?
No, he's safe. He's with us. He's all good. Just sleeping
off. All right,
let me see him. He's sleeping.
Sort of asleep. But he sort of barfed a lot.
Okay, good. So he's not doing well, is what I'm hearing. That feels good.
Okay.
Well, Commander, thanks so much. Happy to help.
Feel free to snap a photo of him.
Of him asleep?
Not doing well.
It seems like an invasion of privacy.
Okay, have fun. Long live the rebellion.
Long live the rebellion.
Huh. You know, I gotta say, I think the pendulum has swung. I think Sisu is maybe in a little bit of a denial about the whole situation. She reminded me of Joy a little bit, to be honest.
Hey, I'm back here.
I
just wanted to say I am doing well. I just finished my spin class.
Cool.
And now I'm just running. Wanted to zap on in to let you know that my body is hard as a rock on
he's
top
still,
of a mountain.
He's still asleep.
Yeah, he's still asleep.
Good. Good. Now, was he with someone?
He is alone.
I don't care. Long live the rebellion.
Yeah.
She hopped off a spin class bike and immediately began running.
Something is...
Quick
bong, I'm back.
Okay.
Hi. Just wanted to check in.
Commander, you when he's away.
We are about to jump to hyperspace, so...
You know what is hyperspacing? This tight dress I have on. Look at it. It ain't tight.
Wow, that is like a ball gown.
Because I'm going on a date. Can you hear this?
No. He is so passed out.
Okay, well, so you want to, like, have this picture of me and my date just, like, out in your ship.
Yeah, you don't need to. Okay, yeah.
Just, like, put it out there.
Sure thing.
All right.
Okay, goodbye, Long Live the Rebellion.
Long Live the Rebellion.
Guys, amazing job. See you soon.
All right, Nermit.
Over and out.
You know, guys, I think I really learned something important about relationships today.
Wonderful. Congratulations. Excuse me.
No. Now, Dart, actually, this kind of involves you because, you know, we all have different ways of dealing with being separated, Dart, from the person you may care about most, Norman. And
I'm feeling very flustered right now. Very flushed.
Don't be embarrassed. We all have our ways of dealing with stuff. Sometimes coping means, you know, hanging out with a Roran named Chad or a corpse named Alan.
I really think you should just take a few steps back.
Now, C-53, I'm not going to just walk away from an uncomfortable conversation. We have to talk this out because we are friends. I care about Dar.
Oh, fire in the chutes!
Oh!
I felt that.
Oh, wow, that's like looking at magnesium burning. Wow.
T5, credits and attribution droid, commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plague Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barji the Ship and Rebel Leader Sisu Gundu were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and the Dump's Bartender were played by Seth Lind. Rebel Commander Rolfus Tittle and Vino were played by Winston Knoll. Joy was played by special guest Alex Song. Alex has appeared on Girl Code, The Week Of, and The Chris Gethard Show, and has written for The Tonight Show, Night of Too Many Stars, and Comedy Knockout. She co-hosts Asian AF at the UCB Theater in New York City. Follow her on Twitter at Alex Snog. This episode edited by Seth Lynn, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. This episode was recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Pound in Brooklyn, New York, and Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom! A very special thank you to our Patreon supporters for making Season 2 possible. This episode features original improvised breakup songs by Winston Knoll, Shane O'Connell, Mujan Zulfagari, and Jeremy Benn. Check out their music videos and plenty more rewards on our Patreon at patreon.com/missiontozix.
Eject me into space. Eject me into space.
I can't look at all the dude.
Eject me into space. Eject me.